2 Chronicles chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David gained strength over his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and he exalted him highly. And Solomon spoke to the whole of Israel, to the commanders of 1,000 and the commanders of 100, and to the judges, and to every leading person in the whole of Israel, the paternal heads. And Solomon and the whole convocation with him went to the idolatrous raised site which was in Gibeon. For in that place was the tent of contact of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the desert. But it was David who brought the ark of God up from Kiriath Jearim to where David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. And he put the copper altar, which Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, before the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and the convocation consulted the Lord there. And Solomon made offerings there on the copper altar before the Lord, it being in front of the tent of contact, and he made 1,000 burnt offerings on it. On that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what you want me to give you." And Solomon said to God, "You acted with much kindness towards my father David, and you made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, may your word in connection with my father David be upheld, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the particles of dust of the earth. So now, give me wisdom and knowledge, so that I can conduct myself in the presence of this people, for who can judge this numerous people of yours?" Then God said to Solomon, "Since this was in your heart, and you did not ask for wealth and treasures and honour, or the life of those who hate you, and you did not ask for long life either, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge with which you can judge my people, over whom I have made you king, the wisdom and knowledge are given to you, and I will give you wealth and treasures and honour such as no kings have had before you, and will not have after you." And Solomon went to the idolatrous raised site which was in Gibeon, and back to Jerusalem opposite the tent of contact. And he reigned over Israel. And Solomon assembled a chariot fleet and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities, whereas some were with the king in Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold commonplace in Jerusalem, like stones in their abundance, and he made cedars like the sycamores, which are in the lowlands in abundance. And the origin of Solomon's horses was that they were from Egypt, and the company of the king's merchants obtained the company of animals at a price. And they brought up and exported from Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so they dispatched them through their agency to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of Aramea.